And I'm not the best singer by any means, but...
But you know what? Music is soothing to the soul, so it's doing something.
Welcome to the American Grown Podcast, hosted by Austin Sullivan. The American Grown Podcast will focus on people from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now. Now, turn up your volume and settle in for a great episode.
This is the American Grown Podcast, recorded inside the Color Tech Creative Solutions Studios. Gosh, Jess.
I know. It's so cool.
I mean, yeah, it really it is. I'm so glad you're here because it feels like just yesterday.
I know.
And like it was
a year.
A year, yeah.
A year, which is
wild.
I'm not there.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it's Christmas.
We're going into 2025? I'm like, I don't get it. Like,
what happened 2024?
Right. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. And yeah. I was so worried about 2024, but it's over almost. So
yeah.
I'm like, what was I really worried about? What's 2025 going to be like?
Oh, yeah. Don't stress about 2025.
Yeah, no. Just I have to get through the next 2 weeks. The next 2 weeks are...
You have a lot going on. But you always kind of do. You and the band. Like, you're always going. You're always moving and stuff. Yeah.
We're always going everywhere we can go. I mean, it doesn't matter what is really going on. We just try to put the next... thing in front of us. So, I mean, like the next 2 weeks are our biggest
push.
Yes. Yeah. Aside of, you know, we're not putting out any, you know, new record, like original record. It's just a Christmas CD.
The Christmas CD. Yeah. Which is fire.
I'm pumped.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So for the new listeners, in this episode, we have Jess Zimmerman, lead singer of the Jess Zimmerman Band, here to get us in the holiday spirit with her new Christmas CD, A Very Merry Christmas with the Jess Zimmerman Band. Jess, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Honestly, I love the hat. I love the whole getup, the whole look.
Thank you.
It's you. The earrings.
I have little Christmas bows on them because I'm like, let's go.
I noticed, yeah.
Nobody can hold me back now. Thanksgiving is over.
Perfect. I'm in the Luke Combs.
I was hoping.
This is like my shirt. When you're coming to the podcast, I literally put the shirt on. I said to my wife, I'm like, Jess is coming in. I got to put on the Luke Combs shirt.
I got to do the Luke Combs.
I got to do it. Yeah, I got
to
do it.
Well, the guys have definitely gravitated to that. And yeah, they have plenty of Luke Combs shirts for the summertime shows.
They're rocking
so.
It. Nice. Yes. Okay. So how is the band members? How is everybody doing? Anything new? What's going on?
They're good. Well, Dan, our newest band member, he is the bass player. He, I think, is well-adjusted.
Okay.
You'd have to ask him personally at a show how he's doing, but I think he's well-adjusted to the most part. You know, and our drummer, Joe, he's in Florida most of the time, flies back and forth, which is quite the lifestyle, but he's good, and Joe B, rocking and rolling as always, and yeah, it's been a good year.
Nice. Yeah. And we're talking about Matt in the Hat just
Matt
before we start recording.
Yeah, Matt in the Hat.
And I was saying how I need a Matt in the Hat here, so Matt, maybe we can like you can rent him to me.
I can.
Or like,
yes.
You know.
I'll work out a price point. For
a price point. Yeah. For these new listeners, because the podcast has grown a little bit since, you know, we last recorded over a year ago. Your episode aired back January 17th of 2024, and that was episode 62. Yeah. Yeah, and this is 108.
Wild.
We're recording 108 right now on, what is today, the 20, no, 30th? No, 29th.
I don't know.
29th. November 29th, yeah.
Don't know what day it is.
It's crazy, like, this whole Thanksgiving and holiday season. I don't know about you, but it seems like from October to the end of the year just flies by.
Yeah, I would agree. I often said that I feel like between Thanksgiving and Christmas, there needs to be a little more time.
Yes.
Like, we need a little more space.
Breathing room or something.
Too much. You know, because then you have people that are like, well, it's Thanksgiving, so I can't do Christmas. And then, like, I'm a Halloween person that puts my Christmas tree up on Halloween.
Really?
Because I don't like Halloween. I know that my people might be like,
ooh, controversial.
I just never cared for it. It's not a holiday I really get
into. Or some people go, like, all out on the Halloween
not
stuff.
Not my jam.
And you gotta love when they have, like, the skeletons and
I know,
the yard ornaments. And it's like, ooh.
Too much.
It's too much.
For
people hanging from the tree. It's like, whoa, really?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
That's not my jam. So I like go completely opposite and I'm like, Jesus.
Okay, yeah.
Christmas.
The light. Exactly.
So that is usually my thing on Halloween because I don't really care for Halloween. And that's okay. You know, everyone's got their thing. Whatever you do is you. But yeah, so I'm way into Christmas by Halloween. So like Thanksgiving, I'm like all in the same. It's all the same.
So at your house, is already decorated and everything? You and your husband?
Yes. Yeah, we decorated already. So We were a little late this year because I was on tour in Florida over Halloween.
Okay.
But we were already decorated way before Thanksgiving, which I love.
That's ahead of the curve. Yeah.
Love it.
We don't have our tree up yet. I know. It's this weekend.
Oh, you're
and the
good.
Next weekend. So like it'll happen by the time this recording comes out. But still, we're not like October or like some people like Thanksgiving and then they put the tree up that same day.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how they do that. You eat all that turkey and all that good filling and stuffing and then literally that night you put the tree up.
My brother-in-law just did that.
Yeah.
Last night, like, we got ready to leave, and he's like, we're putting the tree up, and I'm like, I'm going God to bless. Bed.
Yeah, right.
Mine's done already, though.
Yeah, turkey makes you tired. Well, yeah, you're already done for sure. Yeah. Yeah, so let's talk about, because, again, you had texted me perfect timing, and I'm like, yes, Jess, let's connect. It's been a while.
Yeah.
A lot has changed. You all have a lot going on. Yeah, the Christmas album, your Christmas show. Let's talk about all that.
Yeah, yeah, well, a year ago, we were here,
please,
and we were talking about, you know, any new things coming up for the 2024. And I was like, oh my word, we announced that we were going to do a Christmas CD on your podcast. Like,
yes.
That was the big thing. So we finally have it. It's here.
Woo-hoo!
It's ready to go.
Yeah.
It's out for all you to stream or order hard copies. And yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah.
You know, there's hundreds of Christmas songs we could have put on there. We could have wrote our own. At this point, I was kind of in the mindset of like, why fix it if it ain't broke? Because I just wasn't, I just didn't know if I wanted that kind of pressure to write my own Christmas song yet. Maybe next year? I don't know.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah.
You never know.
You never know. So we decided we were going to do like the traditional, like core Christmas
songs. Classics.
The classics. You know, they've been around since, you know, the 1800s. Like they just have stood the test of time. So we were like, that's what we're going to do. So we picked a list and then we narrowed them down and we picked a couple other ones and we picked 10. And
10? Okay.
10.
Top 10.
So yeah. I know there was a couple people that wanted certain stuff, but we were like, maybe in the future. So,
yeah.
But I'm happy with it. It seems like people really like it.
Good. Good. You got a lot of feedback so far?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was released, what was that?
November 17th.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, I'll share some of my favorites since we're talking about the
CD. Yeah, please
let's get
know.
On the CD. So, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, that always reminds me of my grandma's church because we always would sing that.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And it was just like, it's a holiday classic. Joy to the World, of course, again.
Staple.
And then the last one, which really, when I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, I got to tell Courtney, I can't wait. Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm going to tangent here. When Parker was first born.
Yeah.
September 2nd, 2022, I would sing to her because, again, my grandmother actually sang Go Tell It on the Mountain to me when I was little.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. So, you know how the song goes. Go tell it on the mountain.
Okay, let's
over
go.
The hill and everywhere. You know, so you
I
go through
love
that.
It.
Yeah, and then go tell it on the mountain that Parker Ann was born. So I would sing that every night. And now Finn would do the same thing, but you change the names.
I love that.
Yeah, so it's interesting because I just sang it. You know, it calms them down.
Yeah.
You know, but Parker was like, now she starts singing it. Like,
yeah.
She knows the word, like, somewhat. You know, she's a little over 2 years old now. But when I saw it, I'm like, that's a great song. You know, and I think it's underrated.
I think, yes. That song, it just kind of ended up being one that we all were like, yeah, let's do that. Because it just... I mean, as a believer, I'm like, that's what we're supposed to do. It's like, we're supposed to go tell people and like spread the good news that Jesus Christ was born. And that's exactly what the song is.
Right.
You know, but I think that's so cool that you sing to them. Like, as a little girl, my dad used to sing Butterfly Kisses, song Butterfly Kisses. And like, that's the song we danced to then when I got married.
Oh, wow.
Like father and daughter dance. But that's something that stuck with me my whole life.
Yeah.
So like, you never know. Like they might be like, my dad sang to me when I was a kid.
I know. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Or it may just be impactful like it was for me where I was just like, oh, that's my dad.
And they appreciate it. You know what I mean? Yeah. It is. It's one of the songs like, you know, if they're fussy, same thing with, I guess the same thing sometimes works with the ABCs, but whenever I sing Go Tell It on the Mountain, boom, Parker's looking, paying attention, Finn gets quiet.
Yeah.
And I'm not the best singer by any means, but...
But you know what? Music is soothing to the soul, so it's doing something.
I like that.
Yeah.
Exactly. You also have your Christmas show coming up.
Yes.
Talk a little about that, because if I'm correct, it's December 14th.
14th.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's at Mickey's Black Box in Lititz, Pennsylvania, which is in the Rock Lititz campus, if you're familiar with that area. And we, so this whole Christmas show like started, this is our second one. And we used to do like a Jay-Z band Christmas party at one of the band members' houses. Like it was just like the band and then like the significant others and like a couple friends or whatever. And then as time has gone on, like we've started to just have such a, we call it a band family. So like fans that have just become like part of our big band family. Like they're just, they come to every show. They like, they're just dedicated. Yeah. And they sing our songs and they just, they spend their hard-earned money on coming and doing these things. And it's like, what? We can't have a Christmas show or a Christmas party and not invite them.
Mm-hmm.
So then we were like, what are we going to do? That's a lot of people. Like, I can't invite them to my house. So it kind of just came, I'm like, why don't we do a Christmas show? I was like, why don't we do a Christmas show? We'll do Christmas music and we'll have it be a party at the same time. So that's how it kind of came about where we decided to do this Christmas thing. And like, we did it and people just erupted. They were like, this is was so fun. And I was like, oh, thank goodness, because I didn't know
how it was gonna go.
I didn't know how it was gonna go. Yeah. You know, because we don't really do Christmas music during the rest of the year. So yeah, I didn't know. So we have like an hors d'oeuvre party hour before the show, and then we have a 90-minute straight show. So wow. We go 90 minutes. It's a whole thing. I do outfit changes. We have little surprises here and there, an opening number, and just all kinds of things we don't get to do at a regular gig.
Okay.
And then when it's over, we have like about 2 hours where we just hang out and we just spend time with our fans. And okay. The people that came to the show and just talk with them or whatever, you know, if they want to sign something or just hear about picture, their right? lives, take a picture, sure. just talk, just yeah. do whatever. You know, which is really cool. So that's how this whole thing came about. And now this one is like our Christmas CD release party as well.
Yeah.
Even though we already released it, but it's like our party. So yeah, I'm really excited. I think we are like very, 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 very close to completely selling out the whole night. So that's
wow. How many awesome. Roughly seats or people?
So I think seated, there's only 7 seats left. And then wow. the GA, there was like a little over 30 GA left. Yeah.
So it's going to be packed. Pumped. That's great.
Yeah. It's going to be a party.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's so awesome that like you and your band, you know, you take the time to interact with, you know, your fans, your listeners, you know, because I feel like sometimes as you grow, bands grow or artists grow, no matter what genre, maybe you kind of forget where you came from, you know, yeah. or the people that were there from the beginning, you know,
yeah.
and the fact that you are doing this with your band and everyone's in it. And it's like, if you want a picture, if you want an autograph, you're not paying $10. You already bought a ticket. We're going to hang out with you after the show, you
yeah,
know?
We're yeah, we're hanging out. And yeah, you know, and I think like when I was going back before, like people, we have dedicated fans. Like we were just in Nashville. So that also happened in this past year that I haven't seen you.
Yeah.
So we were in Nashville in the beginning of October. We recorded the Christmas CD. And then 2 weeks later, we went back for the Josie Music Awards, which was at the Grand Ole Opry House again.
Okay.
And we had 45 fans come down with us. Like, that's amazing. Wow. 45 people.
Yeah.
Like, they spent their hard-earned money. They got plane tickets. They I scheduled a room block in a hotel, so a lot of them stayed where we were staying.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Then I planned a luncheon the morning before the award show, so we all got together, have lunch. And then the rest of the time, everyone just did their own thing. Because I was like, I can't be tour guide to 45
right,
people.
Right, right, yeah.
But it was just kind of a testament, I think, to us that, like, we have some seriously awesome people that listen to our music. And I know how much it cost me to go for the award show. And, like, we were up for nominations. So, like,
yeah.
they weren't. They were just coming to support us and hope that we won something, which we did, which was cool. We won
nice.
2 things.
What'd you win?
We got Country Rock Southern Rock Group of the Year again,
nice. Again
which
yeah.
we had won that last year.
Sweet. Awesome. Double. Yeah.
And then also last year we performed at the award show, the 9th award, annual awards show, and then the audience voted on the best performance from last year, and it was awarded this year. So we won best performance from last year's award show.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So out of the 10 performers that were chosen out of the 9,000 or 900 submissions, Wow. We got the best performance, which was really cool.
Congrats. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, we came home out of 6 nominations, we got 2. So that's cool.
So we nominated 6 times and to win 2?
Yeah.
And 45 some, you know, people come down to support you.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's dedication.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. So I'm like, you know, this Christmas show is like kind of a way that we can, like, I guess, give back to them. You know, I have a Christmas balls that have our band name on, and it's a party favor. Everybody takes a Christmas ball home, and obviously the Christmas CD and an hors d'oeuvres. And yeah, it's just a way that, like, you know, we can try to just give them something back.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, sometimes they're just, there's just no way other than just to be like, well, thank you. Like, I don't know what else to say.
Right.
You know?
But thank you.
But
yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Like, they are the reason that we can continue doing what we're doing. Like,
100%.
Without them, we're just a weird band and plays in the basement practicing, writing songs, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Our fans are everything.
Everything, for sure. Now, where can people purchase those tickets? I mean, there's not many left. If there are any by the time this comes out, where can they go?
So you can find them on our webpage. There's a link on our webpage at jzband.org or on Mickey's Black Box.
Okay.
So go on those two pages. Also, our Facebook has an event page. There'll be a link in there too. But do not go anywhere else, because we've experienced our first scalping ticket.
Tell me what?
Yeah. So kind of weird. I always heard about it. But I never really understood it. And so we were in Nashville. We were actually recording the Christmas record, and I started getting these text messages because people were starting to get really excited about the Christmas show and buying tickets. And someone was like, I just paid $182 for a Christmas ticket. Like, I didn't know they were that much. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, no, like, the ticket's set at, like, I think $31 or $35. Okay. And then there's taxes and fees and all that fun stuff. But it's not $128.
Yeah.
So I reached out to our promoter, and he's like, I'll look into it. So then while he was looking into it, I was like, I'm going to go look for myself too. And I found these sites that they look legit. They look like the same seating chart. And at the time, our general admission tickets were not open or released yet. And on this, specifically one of the 3 websites that I found, there was one that said you can get 2 GA tickets for $777.
What? Oh my gosh,
I have a picture on my phone if no one believes
That's
wild. I'm so serious. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
So we realized what was happening is that I guess the show was starting to generate like a lot of traction. So then these scalping sites, I guess, go on and say, well, this is an in-demand event. We're going to make fake tickets and make these websites, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, that was an experience. There was quite a few tickets. There was, like, one for, like, $400, $500. And they're not real tickets, so that's the problem. Yeah. Like,
so you pay your money.
And then you show up there, and it's not even a real ticket.
Oh, that'd be the worst, too. You show up. And there's no spot for you, and you pay, and you're out the money.
And then you paid that much for...
And it's nothing to do with you or the band, right? With just
everybody.
And
that was something where I was like, oh my word, I hope people don't look at this and think, like, I'm charging that. Because people don't always understand, like, the business side of things. Like,
yeah.
So that was like, I started having all this anxiety. I was like, oh my word.
Yeah.
So we just try to, like, tell people, if you want to come, make sure it's through our webpage or Mickey's. Now there are the 7 seats I was telling you about earlier. Those are verified resale, so that is a company that is a verified ticket. It's legit
on the up and up.
It's legit.
Okay.
But it is a little bit more because a company went in and verified and resaled it. So they're still great seats, so you know, but it's not $777.
I mean, jeez.
I mean, like,
I don't know. Is that like, who would that, like, Taylor Swift? I mean, there you're paying so much money.
Which that was, I heard all about her and all that. And I was like, it's just so sad because, like, you just can't, like, I can't afford that.
No.
Like, let alone, like, I wouldn't pay that much to see me.
Well, it's like, you know, you love, like, your artists and, you know, everyone has their favorite musicians and stuff, but yet, you got to look at what's doable for your family and that much for a ticket, even 2 tickets, like $700 some bucks, is like, I don't know about that, you know.
No.
But I hope whoever, and again, not just for you, but for any person that's buying tickets, like, look into that kind of stuff because...
Yeah, make sure that it's legitimately from the venue or the artist's webpage. Like, that's something I keep, like, even myself, like, I tried to go buy tickets recently to Zach Top. Do you know who Zach Top is? Zach Top. He's a new, like, country up-and-coming artist. He's, like... Zach Top. I think, like, if you could combine Alan Jackson, Joe Diffie, Brooks and Dunn.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, just, like, the 90s, like, bread and butter in the men country. Like, and then, like, a new version of that.
Okay.
With his own little twist. That would be Zach Top.
I gotta look him up.
So, check out Zach Top. But I tried to buy tickets, like, waited on the dot, put myself in the queue, and it was, like, I was number 4,000. And by the time I got there, all the tickets were sold out. And then they were resaled.
Yeah, it's like, how many of those are like bots, you know, where it's just waiting to buy the tickets?
Yeah, and I was like, well, now me and there was a whole group of us that wanted to go. And we couldn't because they're like $400. I'm like, I can't go, so I'm going to be YouTubing Zach Top for the rest of my life at this point.
Or hope one of your, you know, somebody that did get to go, maybe you know them, does a Facebook Live of the concert, and then you can watch it that way. Because sometimes that happens, you know.
Or we end up on tour with him. I don't care.
Oh, that'd be awesome, too. Yeah. Which
Zach.
I was going to say, yeah, speaking of that, right, Zach, you never know. Let's go. Last time you were here, we mentioned Jelly Roll. So, again, shout out to Jelly Roll. Because I still feel like that's going to happen. It. He is, isn't he? He's everywhere. Lainey Wilson, he was just the Thanksgiving halftime show.
It was so good.
Such a humble guy, too. You know, like his story's wild. But I still feel like a Jesterman Band Jelly Roll is somewhere in the future. I'm putting it out there into the universe.
That's right.
Yeah.
Speak life into it.
Never know.
I'm all about it.
Yeah. Jess, let's take a sip break. This sip break is brought to you by Garage Beer. From the garage to the cooler, whether you're on the golf course, just got done cutting your lawn on a hot summer day, or spending some quality time on the grill, grab yourself a Garage Beer. It's just beer-flavored beer.
Yeah, he's...
Local? Is he Zach Top?
I don't think he's local. I'm not really sure where he's from, other than... I started listening to him, and then he was on tour with Lainey for a little bit. And
Zach Top. Okay. Zach Top. I really got to look that
guy up.
He's,
like, on repeat. But I was so mad, man. I was, like, because it just happened to me. You know what I mean? And then, like, now I want to go see somebody, and it's, like, now it's happening to me in a different way.
Right?
Like, it's happening to me as it would be happening to one of my fans, and that makes me mad.
Yeah.
Like, find something else to make a business out of.
Exactly. Exactly. Right? Yeah. Seriously. You know? Exactly. Like, let music go. Don't mess with people and their music. Because, like you said, some people save up just to buy those tickets, and then, like you said, they're waiting in the queue, and they think, okay, they're good, or it's in the cart. That drives me nuts when you have something in the cart, and then, boom, just like that, it's gone, and you're like, wait. I had it in the cart. I have money. Like, I want to pay.
You know what's sad, too, is that I will, like, any artist or myself, like, we don't see the profit from that. So, like, say the ticket was $30, and then it was bought verified resale, and they resell it for $60. Well, the venue and the artist, are on, whatever their set price was $30. So that profit goes to the other person. I don't see that, you know. And then I think a lot of times it comes back on like, oh, I went to go see Morgan Wallen and his ticket was however much. Can't believe he charges that much. And it's like, well, it might not be him, you know. And while there's production and all that stuff. But, you know, it is kind of an interesting world that like I never experienced it until this Christmas show. And I was like, it's a good thing that we're in demand. And at the same time, it's like, how can we... like advocate for our fans in a way that like they already spend so much money like and you know it just makes me
it's a great point to bring up you know because I never considered that or thought about that. I was like, ooh, that artist is charging quite a lot, but it's not really all the artist. It doesn't all go to the artist. You got the venue, you have production costs, and then if it's a resale, I didn't realize that.
Know that was like these verified resale tickets. I'm like, man, that's a whole bunch of extra money. Like, I'm not ever going to see that.
Yeah.
And not that I'm even wanting to. It's just like we set our ticket price for a certain price, and then it gets this whole world opened up I didn't know about. And I was like, what?
That's crazy. Because I guess, you know, how are you saying? It's kind of like then, I don't know, maybe like, ooh, this show's that big that now people want to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
It's almost like the haters where they're like listening and watching. And it's like, maybe they comment some hateful stuff. And it's like, well, you're still supporting because you're still viewing, you know, kind of thing.
I like to think my hater list is small. But
Jess. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And we talked about that last time you were here. I think we brought it up a little bit. I don't think you have many haters at all. Yeah. But it's like, if there are any out there, it's like, you're still supporting.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. I do. I like to think it's small. I mean, I don't know. I'm not everyone's cup of tea. So, and I'm totally cool with that. I know that not everybody gets a little, you know, gets something out of my music, or not everybody likes my lyrics, or not likes my look. That's totally fine. You do you, boo. That's why there's so
many.
They
should go to the eye doctor.
Yeah.
Because you're rocking that look.
Thank
you. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's like, honestly, like, it is what it is. Like you said, you're still supporting whether you want to admit it or not.
Like 100%. Yeah. I love it.
I still win.
Right? Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, at the end of the day, you're still listening because you had to make a comment. And I also want to touch more on the CD.
Yeah.
A Very Merry Christmas with the Jess Zimmerman Band.
I know.
So, I know, right?
I'm so pumped.
I'm so glad it happened because I know, like, you had mentioned it, you know, the first recording, first time we met, like you said, and it's like, okay, is she going to do it? Are they going to go through with it? And boom, here we are, you know?
Yeah. I actually sometimes, we were just talking about that my guitar player, Joe B, and I, we were in Florida. We were going for a walk.
Yeah.
And we were just, you know, brainstorming because every time we come to the end of a year, I try to goal plan of what I want to do in 2025. What's my goals? What's my deadlines? And if I don't set deadlines, I don't get anything done.
Okay.
So me saying we were going to do a Christmas record was like my way of being like, you are doing this. Because if you said it, now you have to follow up with it. And so I have a lot of things in 2025 that I want to do. So I'm hoping that, you know, I can get everybody else on board. But, you know, the Christmas record was something I've always wanted to do. Even just in the beginning of, I think whenever you write music or you just start, you're like, oh, Christmas. Like, it's just something like people kind of, I guess, automatically gravitate to because it's the season and that's what you do at Christmas time is you sing Christmas music. And yet at the same time, I didn't feel like we were able to, I don't want to say profit because it sounds almost takes it to the business side, but I didn't want to put out a Christmas CD yet and not have it be a smart business decision because what we do is still a business.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were finally to the point where we had two full length albums and we had two EPs and it was like, what are we going to do next? And I was like, we did that Christmas show just kind of on a whim of like, let's do this. And people, like I said, erupted like, you need a Christmas CD. And I was like, okay, they're wanting it. So like, then that was when we like took the step of like, now we need to do it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Now we have to do it because, you know, we're being held accountable. And what were some of the responses from your fans? I mean, it's been out now for a couple of days. What's like some of the feedback? Have you gotten any comments and things like that? Yeah.
Yeah. We've gotten a lot of good comments. Got like, honestly, way more feedback. Like, I think whenever you put a record out, it doesn't matter what it is. It can be like, these are all public domain Christmas traditional songs. So like nothing I lyrically wrote personally, but it's still stuff that we put time and effort and compiled together and we put our name on it because it's our version of us.
Yeah.
And so I was really nervous about that because I was like, oh no, what if people have this idea in their head preconceived of what they think we're going to do?
Yeah.
And it's maybe not that at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really nervous about that. And I just tried to keep saying like, this is a traditional foundation for us. Like, it doesn't mean we're never going to do another Christmas CD. Doesn't mean we're never going to do an original. Does never mean we're not going to do a single. So, like, there's so many more opportunities because there's so much more Christmas.
There is. Yeah, so much.
But, like, we were like, we just wanted to go right to the root of everything. And that was the traditional part of Christmas and what really it means, the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's start there and we can go up. You know, we can start a foundation and go up from there. So, it's been great. There's been a couple people that have wanted us to do a version of Mary, Did You Know? And I will say that was one of the first songs I looked into because I love that song.
Yeah.
The copywriting would have been a lot financially to add in along with other songs. So, like, if we'd ever do a version, which I'm going to say we will eventually because I want to.
Okay, here we go. It's recorded. Here we go.
I don't know if it'll be next year, but I know we will definitely do a version at some point. But to do it as a single is completely different. and a little bit more feasible than to try and mix that in financially with a whole record.
Yeah.
So that was one I know people were like, are you going to, like, is that going to be on the record? And I was like, oh, sad face. No, but we are playing it at the Christmas show.
Are you? Yes. Okay.
So you will be able to hear it. If you want to hear it, come to the show. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, could you give us like a little, like what, Mary, did you know? I kind of think I know the lyrics, but like, could you maybe...
It's like, Mary, did you know that's your baby boy?
That's it. Yeah.
That one.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I like that little taste. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
It.
Little
yeah.
taste. Yes.
So okay. That's my favorite one.
That's your favorite one?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's just such an interesting concept of humanizing, like what we as humans, like, did Mary know? I mean, did she really know what she was kind of walking into, really, with this, with you know, the birth of Jesus?
And, yeah. And what he would do.
And like how powerful he is.
Yeah.
And even just as a little baby, a little innocent baby. So like, I think that's one of my favorite Christmas songs. Now on the record.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite on the record? Yeah.
Whoo. So I will say Go Tell It on the Mountain is like up there because I feel like, for me, as you know, our album Be the Light was like, you know, a city on a hill can't be hidden, because it's you can't hide it. If it's bright and it's shining, you can't hide it. It's on a hill and it's out there for everyone to see. So like Go Telling It on the Mountain was just kind of, for me, like the same concept, but, you know, sharing the gospel. So like I love that one. And then, you know, just moving further into like Oh Holy Night and like Away in a Manger, like just those songs that like talk about like the very beginning of when it all started, you know, it's just really cool. But Sealing the Deal, I think, on the whole record is the last song, which is Come, Come, Emmanuel. And it's interesting because you brought that up. The version that we kind of like came up with and put together and accumulated was just very almost like not somber, but it's just like a cry that like the Lord will come back for Israel and his people.
Yeah.
And then just the, you know, the instrumentation and how it all came together. It's so different than the other stuff, than the other 9 songs.
Right.
So we were like, where do we put this? I'm like, the end. We're going to end with this.
Yes.
And I think it really just hits my soul in a different place than all the other stuff. So, and I don't really have like the best way to describe it, but other than it's just like a beautiful cry of like praise, but yet also like the somber of what Israel has gone through all these years and the Lord's people. So
yeah. When you hear it, it definitely like moves you. For me, it does, you know, emotionally and especially with it always, every Christmas, you know, my grandma's church, we'd always sing it, you know, and the organ, you know, playing, the organ's playing and stuff like that, and the choir sing as well. And it does. I think it really moves you. And if you listen to the lyrics and what it's actually saying, it's like, oh, wow, you know, it's very deep.
It is. It's a very deep song.
It is. And you know, a lot of times, you know, Christmas is, oh, the presents are, you know, we gotta get
rocking
get
around the Christmas tree.
Yeah, rocking around Christmas tree, right. But this is like, boom, this is what it's all about. And yeah, I will always, like, that song is always in my head because, you know, again, every Christmas Eve mass and stuff. And at the end, everyone we light candles. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever done that, but it's such a neat experience. Yeah. They dim the lights and the person next to you, you light off of their candle and so forth. And it's just
trying not to spill wax on them.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, right. Try not to burn them, right? Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah. Okay. So that's your favorite.
Yeah, that would have to be.
So we think alike. We really do. Because I like that one a lot.
It would be. And then vocally, I think if we're going to go like musicality vocally wise, I really like how Away in a Manger came out, and I don't know why. I was like listening back, and you're always your own worst critic, especially you know, when you record, because you'd always think you could make it better.
Yeah.
And at some point you just gotta stop.
Let it roll.
Because it's just you're just never gonna get it. You're your own worst critic.
Yeah.
So Away in a Manger, I was really happy vocally how that one came out. And then, you know, just all of the songs themselves, I didn't know what to expect when we were, you know, putting the instrumentals together, and when they were finished, I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I'm not mad about this. Like, it's good. Yeah.
So. Is that how it is? Like, when you record a song like that, you know, it's your vocals, but then as an artist, do you question like, oh, how's this going to sound? And then as everything kind of comes together, you're like, oh, it, like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah,
you
know,
you kind of question that?
Yeah. Especially, so like our record, Breathe and Be the Light, those are two full length albums. So there would be times where I'll listen back and mm-hmm. I will listen to like lyrical content and I'm like, did I write that? Like, it just, yeah. I think sometimes when you don't allow yourself to see the hard work that you put in, we tend to, you know, we criticize ourselves and we're like,
yeah.
you know, we are really hard on ourselves until you step away from a project. And then I think when you come back to it, now Breathe has been out for 4 years almost. So like, I'm going back 4 years and being like, okay, like, you accomplished something. Give yeah. yourself like a little bit.
Right.
So yeah, it definitely takes a little bit of like, okay, it's okay to be like, I liked that. It's okay. Like, it doesn't make me conceited or like,
yeah.
you know, I don't ever want someone to think that about me. So like, I don't, you know, I'm yeah. like, I don't ever want someone to be like, oh, she thinks she's so good. I'm like, listen.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, right. You question as a creative person, I'm sure. As a creative, you're like,
yeah.
You
and know. Like creative people, I'm going to say right now, we're weird. Yeah. Like, we tend to be weirdos and we're outside the box. And I like being my own.
It's a little different in your own lane.
Yeah. Making my own lane. But I don't want anyone to ever look at me and think like, oh, she thinks she's something. Like, I'm just doing what I love.
Yeah.
And I want it to be the best I think or I know that I can be. You know, and I think that's fair for everyone.
Well, I think so. And at some point, you have to give yourself, like, what do I say, give yourself flowers, give yourself roses, because it's like you said, looking back on 4 years.
I can't beat myself
up
forever,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and you have to say, like, look at this journey you're on, you know, and 4 years, I'm sure things have changed. You've learned different techniques and grown,
yeah.
and it's like, but even what you did 4 years ago is still amazing, you know? And, yeah. and
I think we get to a point where we sometimes yeah. try to dehumanize ourselves as artists, I think, or just creatives in general, and like, we're not allowed to be human because with social media and society, like, it kind of happens. Like,
yeah.
you're not allowed to have a bad day. You're not allowed to sing off key or pitch by accident because you're not allowed to be human.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're not allowed to be sick one day, or like, you're not allowed to have a bad day and be sad. Like, so I think sometimes like that, I get caught up in that. And then also I dump that on myself of like, well, if I can say that it sucks, nobody else can.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You know, yeah. and like, yeah. if I can say it didn't sound good right away, then no one else can come in and say that because I already said it didn't
yeah.
sound good, you know, right. and that's just not fair.
Yeah.
That's not fair to you. It's not fair to me or my band. So yeah. I'm trying to get better at that, but it's hard.
Yeah. I mean, positive, you know, cause like I said, there's so much,
so negativity,
so much hatred out there. Yeah.
yeah.
It's like, oh, don't get sucked into yeah. that. You
do you, man.
Yeah.
Like, that might not be for me. My husband makes fun of me because he's like, whenever I don't like, not necessarily don't like something, but if it's not something I would do, I'd be like, oh, well, I wouldn't have done it that way, but you can do it that way.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, that's just your way of like saying you don't like something. I'm like, yes and no, because okay. I'm totally yeah. fine if someone else does. Like, if that's your style and your vibe.
It's not for me.
Go yeah. for it. I don't expect you to do what I do.
Yeah.
You know, but don't be mad when I do what I do.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I was going to ask Jess, with the holiday season, what is something you're thankful for?
What is something oh, man. Whew. I was feeling really, 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 not that other years I'm not, but I was feeling really, really thankful this year just because 2024 was an interesting year. I didn't moving into it, I didn't know what to expect. You know, we came off of 2023, which was a really, really big year for us as a band. So I was like, yeah. oh no, what's this going to be like? And so that was hard for me to process, that it's okay to have a good year. And so, like, it doesn't have to be like a year that checks off every bucket list thing, you know. Mm-hmm. You're still able to have a good year with all that. So I am 1,000% thankful for our fans, you know. I that has been one of the things of like, I can't wrap my brain around it sometimes.
Yeah.
And this Christmas show, like, almost on the verge, which I mean, we've got 2 weeks yet, but almost on the verge of being sold out. Like, that's amazing. Yeah. Like, we have that many people that want to spend their Saturday night with us and pay money. And it's just, that sometimes is mind blowing. I don't feel like, like I don't like the word deserve, so I don't know what another word to use, but like I don't feel like I
worthy.
Yeah, okay. Worthy. I don't necessarily feel worthy.
But you are.
I don't
though.
Like the word deserve because I never feel like I deserve something, and I always feel like if someone's like, "Well, I deserve," you know, that's tough. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't necessarily feel like I'm worthy of that. So my fans and the band, you know, they hustle. They put up with all my crazy ideas, and because I got a lot of them, and they go with the flow. You know, they really do, and I think we are a solid team, and I'm really proud of them for that because they sacrifice a lot of their own personal life to kind of chase this dream that I have, and also it's part of their dream too.
They bought in,
yeah. It's and at the same time, you know, it is something that they're really just there. Like they're like, we're here to support you and make this happen so we can all win. And so I think that's probably, you know, our spouses and the time that they're away from us is huge. And this time of year is always a weird time for me. We've talked about mental health before.
Yeah.
And on Monday, the 2nd of December is 5 years for me, in my like very big turning point in my mental health journey. So like it's always an interesting year. Sometimes it I experience a lot of grief of like, well, I didn't think I would make it this far. I've made it this far, grieving the years that I feel like I wasted. So it's a very interesting time to be thankful and also, you know, in a sense grieving a person I used to be. I'm very thankful to be here. You would have asked me that a couple of days ago. I don't know if I would have said that, but you know, it's okay. That's the mental health journey, you know. It's not always smiles and roses.
Yeah.
Or
it's
always
real,
just crying.
Right? It's real, right, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with crying either.
Whether, crying is fine. You can totally cry.
Let
I'm
it out.
About it.
Exactly. Let it out. And it's not my grandfather. He's 86. And maybe I mentioned this on our other episode that we recorded. But he always says, like, to ride the wave, you know.
Yeah.
And don't get too high. Don't get too low. Because there's going to be ups and downs in life. Mm-hmm. And you know, trials and tribulations. And it's just like, when you're happy and stuff, don't get too high. Just enjoy it, live in the moment, but don't get too low either, because you know life's gonna rebound, it's gonna come back, and things will be good, you know. And I think it's so important that you do talk about mental health, because I think a lot of people suffer from mental health in silence and they don't seek help or seek a therapist or anything like that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with getting help or talking to somebody.
Yeah, 1,000%. I mean, I often struggled like with the identity of like who people see me on as on stage and like, you know, who I am in interactions at shows and then who I am at home, and not realizing for a long time that I am both those. That is me.
Yeah.
I am that.
You're one.
Both of them. I'm one.
Yeah.
It's not two different people. So I struggled for a while feeling like a fraud, feeling fake, and feeling like maybe people thought that I was fake or think I'm fake because, you know, but then again, it goes back to like the humanizing part of things,
mm-hmm.
where I'm like, I am human and I have good days and I have bad days. And, I think that's something I've noticed in our fan group is that they come and share things with us that, you know, I would never never in a million years know about them, but they feel like they can be open and vulnerable. And like, if anything, that means more to me than the fact that, you know, they come to every gig. I just want them to feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
As far as being thankful, those would be my top things. And my dogs, of course.
Your puppies.
I'm always thankful for my dogs.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So where can people listen to your new Christmas CD?
You can listen anywhere you stream, anywhere online. Anything.
Spotify.
Hey Alexa, play A Very Merry Christmas with the Jazz Zimmerman Band. Spotify, Apple Music, the whole nine. And then we have the CDs, so a lot of people pre-ordered them already, but you can order them now and get them sent to your house or pick them up at our Christmas show.
Perfect. Yeah.
Which is nice, because then you don't have to pay for shipping.
Oh, sweet.
So
yeah.
You can order it and then pick it up at
iTunes.
Yeah, iTunes, the whole thing.
Okay.
Yes. The only one that takes a little bit longer, I've noticed, is Pandora, but I think we're on there now.
Nice.
Yeah,
okay.
So
everywhere.
Everywhere.
I like it. Okay.
Yes. All the things.
All the things. I love it, Jess. So through recording this Christmas CD, what is a good life lesson to remind people around the holidays?
Oh, man.
Oh, that's deep. That's a deep question.
I didn't have enough caffeine. I think for me, trying to remember, like, not everyone believes that Christmas is the birth of Jesus. So I think through this record, my hope and my prayer is that if you don't know that, to, like, ask questions. Yeah. And that my interaction with you will be a light enough to show you, like, there's so much more after this world. And I want you to come along. Like, yeah. You know, and I think Christmas for me is, like, other than Easter, is my favorite time of the year, because it's, like, literally the greatest gift ever. Like, Jesus was born so that he could die for our sins and we could have eternal life. Like, mm-hmm. eternal life. Like, that is awesome.
Yeah.
So I think through this Christmas record, for me, it was just a realization of, like, our foundation as a band, as believers, is, like, the gift we want to give in our music. And so that's kind of, like, what we're trying to do. And just to stay, like, stay true to that. So, like, this whole record, you know, there's been some things, like, as far as, like, trying to pick songs and, like, do we want to do this and da-da-da-da-da. And it was, like, just staying true. Just, like, stay true to what you believe. And yeah. That is our faith. So that's something I feel like I've learned during the holidays. Like, don't lose sight of your faith. You know, I know it can get dark and scary, you know, or it can be super exciting. But remember where all that comes from.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that would be my okay. 2 cents if it means anything.
I like it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So now, how can our listeners connect with you on social media?
All social media. I tried TikTok. I'm gonna be honest. I tried it. I have it.
Yeah.
I'm old because.
Jess, you're not old. What are you talking about?
TikTok is so hard.
TikTok. You almost need somebody that really knows video. Yeah, on TikTok
is hard. But you're not old. I try. Okay. I am much more prevalent on Facebook, Instagram. You know, those means of social media. We do have a YouTube page and the Jess Zimmerman Band Official, which, you know, stay tuned for all those kind of fun things. You know, as somebody, I run all the social media, so that in itself is a lot. But I do TikTok, and then our webpage has our merch and all of our shows. We have, I think, 56 shows already booked for the 2025 year.
56?
Yeah.
For next year already.
Already. Whoa. Yeah. So wow. I'm hoping that doubles in the next month, because I like to not be still.
You want to move. Go. Yeah. Yeah.
But I am going to take some time off. January and February in the new year, we're taking a decent amount of time off. And that is because I'm going to do some writing. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I need to just sit to do that. I mean, I need to just be still in order to write. So
yeah. When you write, do you go to a certain place, like to the mountains, to the beach?
Not really. No, it's just kind of at home. Yeah, just wherever. I do journal a lot, and I just carry a journal with me everywhere. But as far as like a specific place to sit down and write, not really.
Okay.
So I'm like, I just need to do it, like, continually. Like, I need to take everything I have written on pieces of paper and structure it into a song, because otherwise it looks like a train wreck and no one will get anything right? out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Before we close out, is there anything else you'd like to talk about? Is there anything else we didn't cover?
I don't think so. I'm just, like, super pumped that this happened because of us talking about it in January.
Yeah.
And, like, it came to fruition. Like, it came, it just, like, it came to light.
Full
like,
circle.
Like, we did it.
Yeah.
Like, I said we were gonna do it. And we did it, you know, and that's something I, like, really try to stick to, you know, because I don't ever want to disappoint anybody. And so,
yeah,
we did it.
Yes. And the fact that you, like I said, you texted me, I just got done recording. It was like Monday night. And I'm like, Court, I was like, just texted me. And she's like,
Lord knows.
From Jess Zimmerman. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I was thinking about reaching out to her because I saw on social media, you know, the album came out and your show's coming up. And I think I was liking stuff, which I got to get better at posting. I kind of slacked a little bit, but I was like, this is a sign. Like, yes, I'd love to have you on again, you know? So I'm so glad. And the mic's always open. Whenever you want to come back.
Oh, thank you.
We want to run it again this time next year. We'll do it. You know, maybe we'll make it a yearly thing.
You never know I have a lot of things up my sleeve, but I can't always say them just yet. So 2025.
Well, okay, what?
We can start January and then, you know, maybe end up in December with whatever we talk about in January.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I'd be down.
Sweet.
All right.
So you got to listen in January.
There we go.
Sam just like set the next one up.
Yeah, perfect. Well, we'll have you back on early in the new year and then talk about what the new year holds.
I can't wait. I'm pumped.
Yeah.
I'm pumped for the Christmas, but I'm even more pumped for that now.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
Awesome. Okay, well, I'm going to close it out if you're good.
Sounds good.
Cool. All right. Cool. Jess Zimmerman, lead singer of the Jess Zimmerman Band. Thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. To see photos of today's guests and more content, just search American Grown Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to be a featured guest on the podcast, please direct message or email Austin at AmericanGrownPod@gmail.com.
This episode was brought to you by these sponsors.
Cleona Coffee Roasters is a small batch coffee roastery and coffee shop, veteran and first responder owned, community oriented, and roasted fresh to order. Now open inside 911 Rapid Response, Anvil, PA. Go to CleonaCoffeeRoasters.com to order online, see updated hours, and find where you can buy it close to you.
Triggered 22 LLC, a veteran owned apparel company. By purchasing a t-shirt, hat, or hoodie from Triggered 22, you're not only supporting a small business, but you're bringing awareness to veteran PTSD and suicide. Please help save the lives of those who fought for our freedoms. Visit triggered22.com now and place your order. Let's help those suffering from invisible wounds.